Well, at 2SER, we actually really pride ourselves on making sure that you get an amazing selection of brand new music each week. And if you like what you're hearing, it's all the hard work of just one man alone. And he joins me in the studio, Mr. Andrew Kadori. Good morning.
Good morning. And what a weight to put on my shoulders for a Monday morning.
Oh, look, you know, you've taken it on yourself.
It's a pleasure and a passion.
What's the new music we're hearing for this week?
Well, let's hear first from Devonte Hines, the UK fella who now lives in New York, and he is a producer under the name of Blood Orange. Now, you previewed this record a little bit last week.
I did.
It's called Freetown Sound. Now, it's an interesting one because it was due to come out last Friday, and he just couldn't wait. He told his record company, no, I want it out on Tuesday. Yeah, he popped it out on Tuesday, just digitally. It'll be ready to buy in August if you like the physical kind of thing. But yeah, look, really interesting fella. Look, what comes to mind with this new record, which is called Freetown Sound? It's a very ambitious record, quite a spoiling record. It reminds me of Prince, and even more so, it reminds me of Sign of the Times, because he's working in that similarly fluid way between 80s style, pop, soul, and funk. And he also makes these really interesting choices when it comes to female collaborators. So, you know, you had Prince working with Sheena Easton, for example.
I know.
Right? Well, of course you know. Well, here he's working with Blondie's Debbie Harry, Nelly Furtado. Do you remember her from the 90s? She's on it too. And Carly Rae Jepsen.
Now, that's incredible. That's who he's working with.
Yeah, so of course this made me think of Prince, and, you know, you could sort of see it as an update on Prince's Sign of the Times. There's a lot more political overhang on this record. A lot of tracks, 17 records. It's long. It zigzags around stylistically, and he's really looking at ideas of gender identity, sexuality, and race across this record. So there's a lot more political overhang. And look, you know, the mix of deeply artistic and deeply personal, it often sounds better on paper than in action. So, you know, it's kind of a bit that way with Freetown Sound. There's a lot of twists and turns, and you've really got to bear with it. But, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, if you want to go as deep as he does with his music, I think you'll get something quite rewarding out of this record. And quite often it just sounds really great.
Let's give it a listen.
Yeah, so that's one of the tracks, Augustine, from the new album Freetown Sound from Blood Orange, which dropped surprisingly just under a week ago. It'll be ready in August to buy on CD and vinyl, a two CD and a two vinyl set, and you can get it digitally now. And yeah, once again, it's a very ambitious record from Blood Orange. It's going to take a lot of time to absorb and take in. He's got a lot to say. He's got a lot going on with this record. So yeah, I think you'll hear a fair bit of it on 2SER to take it in.
I'm hoping so. Look, my favourite little bit about it is the name coming from his father's birthplace, Freetown in Sierra Leone. And obviously that song there talking about his father, it seems like it's going to be a very personal one as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Who else are we hearing?
Well, I thought we'd listen to something kind of new. It's not quite new. From Neil Young. So Neil Young, you might remember last year, he had a record called The Monsanto Years, which was a feature album on 2SER, with his latest comrades in rock. So, you know, he's been working with Crazy Horse for many, many years.
Many years.
Been blasting it out over the last couple of years, rock-wise, with a band called Promise of the Real, which is a Californian five-piece featuring Willie Nelson's sons, Micah and Lucas.
I did not know that, and I loved this album, and I'd missed that it had a pair of Nelsons in it.
Yep, there's a couple of Nelsons there with a Young, and his new album with Promise of the Real is called Earth. And I say new, I sort of hesitate, because it's a live retelling of selections from Neil Young's back catalogue, and what he's done is he's assembled songs from his career which focus on environmental awareness, corporate greed, and America's farming heartland, hence the title Earth. So, look, he's chosen to include, for example, his very poignant ballad on the burnout of 60s idealism after the gold rush. And that's quite telling, because what Earth has is this kind of end of days narrative about it. But what it also has, which is really, I'm not going to say interesting, but, you know, different, different. You know how some people say when something's interesting and different, it's kind of a bit odd. Yeah, it's a 98-minute set. It's continuous. And it's got these animal noises running throughout it. Now, Neil Young was very, very careful to point out that they never pitch shifted any of the animal noises throughout Earth, which is, I don't know why he wants to suddenly become David Attenborough, but that's kind of what he's doing. And I just feel like he's underestimating his audience by putting these animal noises. I do think we get the point with what Neil Young wants to do by retelling these songs in the modern context. And then he puts these animal noises. It's like something you might hear from a children's tale, Nick.
I can't wait to hear this.
Look, it's a valiant statement, but it lessens its impact by being far from challenging, in my opinion. I mean, I think that Neil Young's still got a lot to say. He's got a burning energy within him, and the Monsanto years really proved that. It was a fiery record.
It was a great record.
I don't really think he needs to have done this, and done this in such an interesting way. He's like got this self-appointed stance as the spokesperson for every person. And I'm a huge Neil Young fan, but I'm a little bit disappointed in his choices here. But look, let's hear Seed Justice. You get the vibe. It's a live retelling of his song Seed Justice.
All right. Show me the love. Pretty raw sound when you come down to it.
As he just said, he won't quit. And look, that's the thing I like about Neil Young is that he won't quit. He's put out a lot of records, and I had this kind of period somewhere sort of in the 2000s, early 2000s, late 90s, where I thought he was in this kind of cheery decline. You know, he was just sort of doing the Twilight Years thing, but he's come back firing. This album's called Earth. Tell me if I'm wrong. I might be being a little bit mean, but look, it's an interesting record, but it's not are going to be a classic in the canon from where I sit.
I think I'm with you. And did you say 98 minutes of that?
It's 98 minutes. Yeah.
That's a hell of a track.
Recorded live on stage. It's supposed to be continuous. You can listen to tracks individually, but that's Earth. That's Neil Young and Promise of the Real.
All right.
We're going to end with someone else who is truly righteous and has been for a long time, the iconic and idolized punk feminist, Kathleen Hanna. Now, she's back with the second album for her latest band, The Julie Ruin. Now, if you don't know who Kathleen Hanna is, she's, as I said, an iconic punk feminist who spent a lot of time doing Bikini Kill, doing La Tigra, classic bands. She invented the term Girls to the Front.
Yep, and that was a real movement for a long time.
Absolutely, and in front of the Riot Girl movement, which she didn't create, but basically was the kind of figurehead for. A couple of years ago, I read an interview with her in The Guardian where she said she no longer says girls to the front because they're already there. I read that interview and it made me think of this new album, Hit Reset, and maybe that's why this album is quite reflective. So if you don't know, Kathleen Hanna had been inactive for quite a while because she contracted Lyme's disease.
Very serious.
Yeah, very, very serious stuff, which put her out of action. So for her to be even making music at this point of time is pretty incredible. Hit Reset, it's a different kind of heavy for Kathleen Hanna. It's you know, got that kind of vibe that Bikini Kill has. And it also has that celebratory dance vibe that La Tigra has as well. So if you like those bands, you're going to get a lot out of this new album from The Julie Ruin. Look, even if her work on this record, it's a lot more dense and a lot more dark, it's, you know, maybe not as easy to swallow this time around, but she's always easy to love, Kathleen Hanna. I thought we'd end with a track from Hit Reset. It's the new album from The Julie Ruin. You're going to hear a lot of it on 2SER this week. This one's called Let Me Go.
Alrighty, thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
See you next week.
And remember, our new music review is available on the 2SER website, 2SER.com.